Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
As we close in on the end of 2020 and prepare for 2021, we have the opportunity to reflect on the events of the past year and prepare for a new year. First of all, a little bit of background. Who is the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board? Who does it represent? And what is the role and mandate of the organization?
Sure. Well, SaskPork represents all of Saskatchewan's pork producers, and our main objective is to foster a positive business environment and high standards in on-farm production while also stimulating long-term growth and investment in the industry. We fund research, promotion, and also have on-farm food safety programs and biosecurity programs that provide a long-term benefit to the Saskatchewan pork industry.
What were the highlights that stood out in 2020, both negative and positive?
Well, probably the overarching theme in the last year was the COVID-19 pandemic, but we also had some positive things, such as the proclamation of the Promotion Research Agency. We've had some developments in terms of our pricing formulas and also our success in keeping swine diseases out of the province would be another very positive thing that has gone on this year.
Looking at COVID-19, what impact has disruptions caused by the infection itself or by action taken to contain the spread of the infection had on the pork sector, and what has been the significance of that impact?
Sure. Well, since March, COVID-19 has definitely shaped and affected our industry. When I look back at what's gone on, I'm so proud of how our farms and our processors and the different supporting businesses and people that make our industry work across Western Canada have handled the situation. The hog industry is famous for just-in-time delivery, probably one of the first businesses that worked this way. And so our barns are designed to hold a maximum number of hogs, and, you know, there's just not a lot of extra room to park hogs in if you can't market them the hogs in a given week. So processing and the ability to deliver hogs normally is a key part of the industry, and that's the part that's been most impacted by COVID. So processing some of these large plants, particularly in the U.S., early in the pandemic in April, were forced to temporarily close due to COVID-19 among the workers. And so this resulted in, basically a glut of hogs, because there were many hogs that didn't make it to market. They were backed up in barns. And at the same time, you had a shift in demand. So a lot of food service restaurants were closed or operating at reduced capacity throughout the spring and summer and on to today. And basically, that's a lower demand for pork and an increased supply, and that means depressed prices, and that's certainly what the farms faced over the spring and summer months, and that was probably the biggest impact.
What strategies has the pork sector used to adjust to these changes, and just how effective have these various strategies been?
Well, certainly in Western Canada, I think, in terms of processing disruptions, we haven't seen much of that yet. Processors early on established some very successful protocols to keep disease from entering and spreading in their facilities. The disruption that occurred in the U.S. really didn't repeat itself in Western Canada yet. And although there have been a few isolated outbreaks, it's not been something that's shut down our industry for sure. And so things like split shifts and staggered break times, of course, masking, barriers between workers, and social distancing at all times are some of the measures that were taken in these plants. And these same prevention strategies were also implemented on farms to to prevent the spread within barns. So I think that, you know, when you look at Western Canada, we've been very successful at keeping COVID-19 limited in our barns and in our processing facilities, and it's been a real success story.
In terms of addressing challenges with regards to the effects of other diseases, you touched on that. Just how successful have those strategies been, and what diseases?
Sure. Well, in terms of swine diseases, you know, the main ones we're thinking about these days are of course, PED and ASF. And, you know, ensuring that these do not gain a foothold in the country or the province is very important. Not only does a disease like ASF impact your production, but it also affects your ability to market pork around the world. And as we've seen, when other countries do contract ASF, there's usually a bit of a market disruption. Certain countries, even when you establish zoning, don't recognize it right away. And the best way to make sure this doesn't happen to us is that we keep it out of the country.
How are the Saskatchewan and Canadian pork sectors responding to these challenges, and what strategies for addressing African swine fever seem to be evolving, and what can we expect moving forward?
Well, on African swine fever, there's a couple of things. One is creating awareness around how the disease spreads, and we know that's through contaminated meat products and making sure that these don't enter feed sources. So communicating this with farms, both commercial and small scale, has been one strategy. I believe that the CBSA is employing sniffer dogs in airports and ports, and just to try to detect any illegal meat products that have been smuggled into the country. Of course, we don't import pork from ASF positive zones, so you know, we try to keep it out that way. So in terms of ASF, that's the principal strategy.
You mentioned the impact of COVID-19, particularly on live hog prices. What strategies are being looked at in terms of addressing these challenges regarding pricing, and how important is that, and why, especially now?
Sure. You know, market hog prices and feeder pig prices were very disappointing throughout the spring and summer months of 2020, you know, prices basically have been at their lowest level since 2009, so the lowest in a decade. And we've had a nice recovery this fall. Pricing has been, you know, actually higher than it normally is in the fall months. And, you know, part of that was the situation in Germany with they're a major exporter on the world stage. And when they can't export to many Pacific countries, that has probably resulted in our increase in prices. So, you know, that's this year, but you know, the hog industry in general is well known as one where our prices are extremely volatile. Politics, trade disputes, foreign animal diseases in faraway countries, those are the things that seem to impact our prices probably just as much or more than supply and demand in North America, which is really interesting. And the other thing that's happened, there's been a divergence of pork prices and hog prices. So, you know, pork prices continue to increase in value while hog prices remain relatively stagnant. And that spread is becoming a major concern. And so what we've been doing as a Western industry is to explore the formulas that we're using that are mostly based on U.S. live hog prices. We've looked at different ways we can price hogs in terms of bringing the cutout value into these pricing formulas, and tried to estimate what type of benefit that could have for farms. And we think it reduces the volatility in the markets, and it may provide a small boost in prices going forward if we move to that. So we've collaborated with other Western provinces to do this, and met several times with processors over the course of the year to discuss new pricing mechanisms. So that's the strategy that's been taken on this one.
You mentioned the Pork Promotion Research Agency. What is that agency and what is its role?
So the Pork Promotion Research Agency is something that's been, we've been working on it for a long time. This is an organization that was proclaimed by the federal government, and this is a big step forward for it. The proposal to create the PRA was established in March in the Canada Gazette Part 1, and so this agency is going to be funded through the collection of a levy on imported hogs and pork, and this is very similar to the Beef Promotion Research Agency. And it's estimated that the import levies will generate somewhere around $2 million annually in new research funding for the collective benefit of the entire Canadian pork sector. So this is the U.S. Currently collects a levy on imported pork and hogs, and this is just basically us having the reciprocal levy, so we can make sure that we are doing as much as we can for research and promotion and on-farm programs.
As we move into 2021, what will Sask Pork's key focuses be and why?
Well, for the next year, I think we're still a ways away from the end of this pandemic, so continuing to make sure our industry is viewed as an essential business and can continue operating throughout the pandemic. We would like to see our processing facilities perhaps given a priority on vaccines. So we know that a disruption in processing has a huge impact on the entire economy. So we would like to see vaccines provided to processing workers as soon as possible. You know, we're going to continue working on the Promotion Research Agency file to get that moving, as well as continue working on pricing in the coming year. So I think it's just continuing the work that we've done in the past year.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and just sincerely hoping everyone stays safe and healthy through this holiday season and beyond.
And the same to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.